growing up fast. I made the leap to jump from my hidden swing on the moon, only to find that the weight of gravity is often much too heavy on my shoulders. I tried to climb back up to my place, yet it was lost. The lock was back, and the key was gone, and a young girl was on my swing. So I fell back, down to the weight. And I kept getting pushed down, back on the ground, away from the moon, and away from the skies. I did try to regain my swing, but I always lose to the smaller ones. So my head drops down, with my face falling into the darkness of growing up.
Attention, the material you're listening to is
radioactive.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Hi, I'm here with my co-host, Shrikar Penumaka, who worried this morning that there was a hole in his shorts.
And that was my co-host, Maddie Eubank, who worried this morning that there wouldn't be enough milk to go with her Wheaties.
Welcome to the second Radioactive Summer Podcast of 2013, but what is Radioactive, for those of you who don't know?
Radioactive is a creative space for Seattle area teens to discover radio.
At the beginning of the podcast, you heard from Isaac Noren, a fellow Radioactivian and poet. His poem, Growing Up Fast, is about the obstacles of adolescence.
Which brings us to the topic of this podcast, anxiety.
Especially for teens. Maddie LeClaire is an awesome friend of mine who witnessed the struggles of people with anxiety firsthand. Here's the story.
I'm Maddie LeClaire, and a year and a couple months ago, I started a blog, which I called my therapy blog, because throughout my high school and middle school experience, I had a lot of trouble with things like depression and, you know, just how awful middle school and high school are for some people. And I know a lot of my friends had also had a lot of trouble with those things. And it kind of just came in a impulsive whim to really want to help people one day. So I started up a blog and I put a disclaimer on the front that said, I have no degree in psychology. I have no idea what I'm doing. This does not come from a professional standpoint. But if you're out there and if you have any problems, if life sucks right now, if school is getting to you, if your life is getting to you, then you can come and talk to me. I won't know who you are. You probably won't know who I am, but if you do, that's fine. And we can talk about it. I got responses within hours of putting the blog up. Any issue you can imagine, but most issues you can imagine, especially ones that teenagers face, I probably talked to someone about. Some of my earliest messages were people scared that they were going to kill themselves and people scared to call a hotline because they didn't want to talk on the phone.
Another one was a guy was like in love with his best friend, and he'd always been, like, really scared to tell her. And I talked to him for a couple weeks, and then he didn't really respond for a while. And then, like, a month later, he came back, and he's like, I finally told her how I feel. Thank you so much. And that kind of made my day, too. They don't know me. They'll never have to see me face to face. All they know is my first name, and I don't even know some of their names. And I think it's a lot easier for some people to talk to someone they'll never have to see again. They'll never have to talk to again if they don't want to. Not to be corny here, but like, it's the first step to getting better, or the first step to getting help is just talking about it to someone.
Thank you.
honestly, I'd been talking to people, but, like, I'd never, like, had people give me, like, super positive, like, feedback or, like, you know, you can still do it. And I remember one girl came to me and she says, thank you. You've really been doing a really great thing. I'm really grateful for what you're doing. And that was probably, like, the highlight of my time on that blog. Just the sheer mass of people that were trying to get help or talk to me and the amount of issues, it kind of got to me. I mean, I'm a high school student. I'm a high school student that has her own life and her own problems. I mean, someday maybe I'd like to revolve my life around helping patients and being a therapist, but I'm not one. Mm-hmm. And even though I desperately wanted to help these people, I realized that if it got to the point where I was having a mental breakdown about this, then I probably couldn't help them. Mm-hmm. So I shut the blog down. I mean, I'm glad they came to me. I'm glad they came to anyone. And it's really difficult to talk to people you know about these things. A lot of people who came talk to me were scared of therapy. I've been going to a therapist for 4 years now, and it is probably one of the best decisions I have made in my entire life. Don't be scared of therapy. For the most part, not always, but I think for the most part it can be a really good thing. And if you don't like talking to someone in real life, there are websites similar to the one I put up. One of them is called Blah Therapy, and it's really nice because you can just kind of, you can go on there as either a venter or a listener, and you can either vent about your problems to someone you'll never meet again, probably, or you can listen to someone else's problems and try to help people out. And there's, you know, you don't have to wait for 2 hours to get someone to talk to. It's usually pretty fast. It's pretty nice. Having problems, if you're feeling depressed, if you feel like you're alone, you're not. There are billions, millions, whatever, of people out there who are dealing with similar things, people who have been there, who understand what you're going through, and people who want to help you. They are out there.
For those of you out there grappling with similar issues, we encourage you to check out TeenLink, a local crisis call center, and the Blah Therapy website.
For these links and more, check out kuow.org/radioactive.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground.
What are you afraid of, Shrikar?
Well, I'm afraid of being sick.
That's some irony right there.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of you listening and unaware, Shrikar is ill. He be illin' right now.
I be illin'.
Isn't that right, Shrikar?
Yes, because we...
He is so ill, he cannot even finish his sentences.
Longest radio silence in history. He just died. I just died, yes, because I am afraid of being sick because you can't do anything. Sorry. Like, there's this moment in time when I was sick a couple of years ago, and I literally couldn't move. And it felt really bad because I was just laying in bed. It's not that static kind of bed thing, but I woke up and I couldn't move anything. And my nose was stuffy, I couldn't breathe. So I grabbed a Breathe Right, put it on, and it helped me, but I still couldn't move, like, my legs and stuff. So...
Were these Breathe Rights just conveniently next to your bed? I just see you, like, slapping one on the bridge of your nose and...
Breathe Rights.
This is not an ad.
This is not an ad. No, we are not supported by Breathe Right. What are you afraid of, Maddie?
I'm afraid that something will happen to my eyeballs.
Your eyeball.
Like something bad, like injury or worse. I don't know what's worse than that. But if something, anything bad happened to my eyeballs, I would be probably fine. But the thought of it makes me devastated.
Sharp pencils.
Yes. Binder clips. Binders. Anything sharp. I've definitely imagined it in my eye.
Okay.
Ow. Oh, actually, like...
What about, like, straws? Like, have you ever
straws?
Missed?
I have never thought about a straw going into my eye.
Like, what if you miss? You
okay,
go down
actually,
and you miss.
Actually, this is a story. This might be somewhere near the beginning of my eye phobia, but my friend had a bubble tea, and it had little tapioca things, and she was playing with them, and she was like, look! And she shot one out of the straw, and it bounced off the cup and hit her in the eye, and I got... really grossed out. Like, I, like, flew onto the table and refused to look at her for about 5 minutes because it was bad.
When was the last time you went to bubble tea?
I have never had bubble tea.
You think you will?
Probably. Moving on. Some fellow radioactivians took to the streets of Pike Place Market to hear what other people are afraid of.
I think my most irrational fear would be of pigeons.
Public speaking.
Well, I have an irrational fear of little crawly things.
Oh, somebody sleeping underneath my bed that's going to attack me.
Probably being eaten by something. Shark, bear, something like that.
I guess drowning, and I don't know why, because I love the water, so I guess that kind of makes it irrational a little bit.
I'm afraid of raccoons. I walk my dog early in the morning and I see raccoons and they are the scariest creatures on earth.
Being stuck in sauna, that I'm in sauna and then the door is, you know, closed and I can't get out. I'm really scared of that.
I'm here visiting and getting on the freeway driving scared the bejesus out of me.
Heights. Absolutely heights. I cry every time I go abseiling or go on anything tall and rickety.
It's something I will never actually encounter in my real life, but I am terrified of where the, you know, where the ocean like suddenly drops off into a big trench.
I guess dark water. And it's funny because I study marine biology and so I know exactly what's in there, and yet I'm still terrified of like not being able to see my feet.
Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way.
For the record, I am also afraid of raccoons. They might claw my eyes out.
Poke them?
I don't want to think about it, but all they right. are creepy creatures.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have for today's podcast.
Thanks so much for listening.
Shout out to our fellow radioactivians, Isaac Noren, Rachel Lam, Amina Ibrahim, Ian Dongla, Kendra Hanna, and Carlos Nieto.
Also, props to our wonderful mentors, Jenny Asarno and Leela Katayev.
And Anne Kane for having a cool name. Come back tomorrow for the next podcast, when Ian Dongla and Kendra Hanna make some mistakes.
And hear my most embarrassing story.
This has been the Radioactive Podcast.
With my co-host, Shrikar Penyumaka, who worried that the mics recorded none of this.
And my co-host, Maddie Eubank, who worried that nobody would listen up to the very end of this podcast.
Which is just a few seconds away, people. To hear more about this story and others, visit our website at kuow.org/radioactive.
And drop by our Facebook page, Radioactive Youth Media, to let us know what you think.
Have a wonderful Wednesday. We'll see you next week.
Ta-dum-tsh. And I do appreciate you being right.
Okay. This is really me now. No more hiding. Listen. We're all worried. We're all in pain. That comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. I mean, high school is the bottom. Being a teenager sucks, but that's the point. Surviving it is the whole point. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there.